the Peoria area real estate market had one of its best years ever in 2020.
We actually recorded the highest number of closings, 6,778 homes sold. We haven't hit a number close to this since 2005.
That's Jason Catton, president of the Peoria Area Association of Realtors. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, January 28th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. One out of every 20 children in Illinois have had a parent in jail or prison. That's according to a new report released by a task force that's hoping to ease the challenges those children can face. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
According to the parents from the Task Force on Children of Incarcerated Parents, the trauma children face from a jailed parent can affect not only their education, but also their mental and physical health. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says those children need support and ways to connect to their parents.
Too often we see this vicious cycle in the criminal justice system that tears families apart and often leads to children of incarcerated parents being swept into the system themselves. We must do everything that we can to break this cycle.
One example of that cycle is Willett Benford. Benford says she spent over two decades in prison for a murder conviction. She says the recommendations in the report could have changed her family's life.
There will be no healing when children are separated from a loving parent through incarceration unless the procedures associated with those traumatic and harmful experiences change.
The COVID-19 pandemic may have escalated those problems. Here's Task Force Chair and State Representative Delia Ramirez.
What we've already drafted in this report has only been amplified in priority and urgency for our families. There are children who have not seen their parents now in 9, 10, 11, 12 months.
The task force that included child welfare experts recommends county and city jails in Illinois offer visitation options for children. Some allow video visitations, but 41 out of the 92 jails don't allow any child visits. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here's some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports more than 35,000 doses of the COVID vaccine have been administered in Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties. More than 3,000 area residents are fully vaccinated. And Peoria homeowners have until 5 p.m. on February 3rd to apply for the 2021 Roof Repair Program. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The COVID-19 pandemic made 2020 a tough year for many businesses, but Peoria's real estate market recorded one of its best years on record, with home sales up 18.3% over 2019. Jason Catton is president of the Peoria Area Association of Realtors. Reporter Joe Deacon recently spoke with Catton about the strong sales figures and the factors that produced them.
Well, you know, to me it was very shocking, but we actually recorded the highest number of closings. It was 6,778 homes sold in 2020. 2019, we had 5,700 sold, but we haven't hit a number close to this since 2005. And completely different markets back then. If you remember 15 years ago, we had a really big growth spurt, a lot of new construction. So, you know, there was more inventory out there as far as new homes per se. But right now, you know, there's not a lot of new construction going on in our area. But in 2005, we had 6,167 homes sold compared to 6,700 this year.
What factors do you attribute to producing such a strong showing in an otherwise challenged economy?
You know, it's a lot of different factors. As far as people wanting more flex space in their house is definitely something we saw this year with everybody doing the work from home and the homeschooling. I feel like if you had two parents working from home and three kids at home all doing e-learning, they probably found that they just didn't have enough space to do what they needed to do. So I think that was a big contributor. I think also, too, we had people that, you know, they wanted to get out of the shared living spaces like apartment buildings, that type of thing, and, you know, get into their own home.
How did home prices look in 2020, and how did that compare to the previous year?
The median sales price rose to $125,000 in 2020, up from $118,000 in 2019. The average sales price was 147, up from 138 in 2019. And you know, a lot of that has to do with the inventory, supply and demand. When you don't have the homes out there for sale, people are willing to pay more for them. I personally have a client that's looking in a certain part of the Peoria region that the last two offers they made on a home, they lost out on to other buyers making over ask price offers.
Aside from the pandemic, what were the biggest challenges facing the Peoria real estate market, and what factors led to those challenges?
Biggest thing we're finding is inventory. Inventory is down. Typically, we see the spring market when a lot of the homes turn up for sale, but right now is a really good time to put your house on the market because there's just not much inventory. And historically, in the winter months, we typically see houses sell for more just because there is less inventory on the market. And when you do have buyers that need to definitely get into a home, whether it be a job relocation or got their house sold, typically, you know, they're looking at a lower inventory in the winter months, so you tend to see higher prices.
How much of an influence did low interest rates have on the market success?
Definitely is one of the larger factors of everything. It's all about affordability, and thankfully, the whole country basically has seen an increase in real estate. But what's great about our region is the affordability here. And I think that plays a big role along with the interest rates. When you look at what you pay for rent for a house, you can own a home.
It's not quite a whole month into 2021 yet, but what is your outlook or your expectations for the coming year?
We may see a little bit of change in numbers. You know, when the inventory is less, obviously we're going to have less pendings, less solds come through. But December, for example, we had 449 closed sales. As far as pending sales in December, we had 380. And if you look back to last December, we had 330 in 2019. And the year before that was 269 for the month of December. So, you know, you can't read into it too much, but we definitely need the inventory to show up. Historically, a lot of people would pull it off around Thanksgiving, and the spring market would start, you know, sometime around Super Bowl is where we start to see the inventory start to hit the market. But it's definitely a good time to sell your home right now.
That's PAAR President Jason Catton talking to reporter Joe Deacon. For the full conversation and more details on Peoria's 2020 real estate figures, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.